She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Hooker. Alongside me is Kellen Bowers. We are bringing you this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show here on this beautiful Saturday morning. We're just going to, here for this segment, go over some things from this previous week. Not too many things from the previous week for Arabian Athletics. Seasons are kind of finishing up recently, but we're going to get into that. We're going to have a couple of segments with Coach Richmond coming up, couple of pre-recorded interviews, and then we'll be closing out with you guys towards the end of the hour. But, Kellen, we're going to get things started here. Starting off, boys varsity soccer. They finished their season this week. They had one match that was against Hamilton Southeastern in the opening round of sectionals. They unfortunately did lose that that match 2-4. Hamilton Southeastern, I believe, is one of the top five teams in the state for boys soccer. I mean, they are a very, very good team when it comes to boys soccer.
Yeah, I mean, they are a really good team, but hey, at least our team still did end the season with a record of 11-4, so still a pretty good record overall.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you're the boys soccer team, you know, it sucks that your season's over. You lost to Hamilton Southeastern, which, by all means, that's not an insult. The Hamilton Southeastern is a very, very, very good team, but on the bright side, you finished 11-4. You put two goals on Hamilton Southeastern in that sectional game, so you didn't go down scoreless, which is a plus. But we're just season stat leaders. You know, the leader on the team for goals, Dylan Johns, 14. He also led in assists and points. He had 9 assists and 37 points. So Dylan kind of all over the stat sheet for Pendleton Heights boys soccer.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly showing that he pretty much was their top scorer. He pretty much just led that team throughout their entire season. So,
yeah, Dylan, only a junior too. So we get another year of Dylan next year. You know, he's a very, very, very good athlete. So Pendleton Heights, very lucky to have him on the soccer team. But switching things over now to girls varsity soccer, their season also ended this past week with sectionals. They went 8-9-1 on the year. Pretty solid, I'd say. But their first match was on Thursday. That was 10-10. They beat Muncie Central 12-0.
Wow, man. Yeah, and then they had a player of the game for the Arabians. It was Ella Todd, and she's only a freshman, too.
Yeah, I mean, This girls' soccer team, they're very young, not a ton of experience, but they do have some experience throughout the roster. But Ella Todd, being only a freshman, getting player of the game in a 12-0 victory, and that says something. You know, it shows, oh, 12-0, man, that team must have just ran the score up. But I guess most of it was Ella Todd if she's getting the player of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often you see a player of the game, and especially it being a freshman, too. Usually you maybe would see it with a junior or a senior, not a freshman, which is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, and then after that, they played the very next day, which was Friday the 11th. They played Hamilton Southeastern, which ended their season. They lost 0-4 to HSC. HSC ending soccer across the board for both boys and girls. But, you know, HSC, once again, one of the top five teams in the state for girls soccer, very solid program.
I mean, they had a pretty busy week probably for training. I mean, they had to go up against Muncie and then go up against HSC, and then they lost, sadly. But, you know, as you said, HSC is a great school, and their soccer teams are just really good, and there's not much you can do because they just have great teams.
Yeah, and then for some season stats, the leader in goals and points was sophomore Gracie Coleman, 8 goals. That accounted for 19 points. And then assists was her older sister, Katie Coleman, who's a senior. She had 4 assists on the season. So great job this season to the girls and boys soccer teams. I know you guys didn't make it as far as you may have wanted to in the tournament this year, but still pretty good year for the for both boys and girls soccer. Switching things over now, girls volleyball, they had a season So far, their season record is 17-14. Their matches this week, they beat Mississinawa 3-0. Their stats, Casey Warfel, a senior, led the team in kills with 16. And then it was Carmen Horn with 8, tied with Ava Zek. They're both juniors. They both had 8 kills. And then Maggie Lukens, another junior, had 4 kills of her own against Mississinawa in a 3-0 victory.
Yeah, and I mean, as some of us know, if we know Casey, which a lot of us do, Casey pretty much just dominates, as she is pretty much, the season stat leader. She has over, 260 kills for season.
Yeah, which is crazy. And their season's not over yet. They play Yorktown, I believe, this next week, but we'll get into that more later. But they also had another match the very next day. They played Mississinawa on the 8th, which was Tuesday. And then on the 9th, which was Wednesday, they beat Muncie Burris 3-2. We do not have any stats for that game, but pretty successful week for the girls volleyball team. 2 wins, a 3-0 victory, and a 3-2 victory.
Yeah, and I mean their current record being 17-14, which is pretty good. But like you said, there is no stats for that game, but you can probably imagine that Casey's going to be up there, of course, and then probably Carmen and Ava will probably be that in that second and third spot.
Yeah, but some season stats, as you mentioned, Casey Warfel, 265 total kills on the year. The kill percentage, Carmen Horn leads. She's got a 41.1% kill percentage. And then with aces, it's junior Gianna Knitz. She has 67 on the year. Now switching things over to the varsity football, some spotlights from the game last night. It was senior night. Great win, 47-20 victory over the Yorktown Tigers. Pendleton Heights, overall offensively, I believe they had well over 500 total yards of offense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Saying Key and Jones, pretty much, it's like you give them a ball, give him the ball, and he just goes straight into the touchdown zone. And it's like it's a guaranteed touchdown almost with him.
Yeah, I mean, Keaton Jones, starting running back, 25 carries, 235 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That's just on the ground. He also had another 35 yards through the receiving-wise as well on 3 catches. So really, Keaton Jones all over the stat sheet offensively, receiving the ball, carrying the ball, scoring 4 touchdowns offensively, had a big night. Quarterback Colton Frank also had another really good night, 18-28 on his passing game, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. And then most of those yards going to wide receiver Nate DeRolf, 6 catches, 102 yards, no touchdowns. But another senior, 3 seniors right there, another senior wide receiver that had a great night, Jacob Rowley, 7 catches for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns as well. So really great night offensively for the Arabians. And then defensively, our spotlight goes to Nico White, the senior linebacker, led the team in tackles with 10 total tackles on the evening. So a great win for the Pendleton Heights Arabians last night.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm pretty sure they are all very excited that they got that win. And, of course, we all are, too, very excited.
Yeah, well, that is going to do it for this opening segment of the ASIN Coaches Show. But don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to have the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond, joining us. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show. If you're just joining us alongside Kellen Bowers, my name is Michael Hooker. For this segment, we are going to be joined by the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So getting things started here, last night was your guys' senior night against the Yorktown Tigers. You guys won pretty handedly against the 5-2, well, now 5-3 Yorktown Tigers, 47-20. So can you really speak on what you saw from maybe that senior class last night?
Sure. Well, I think the last month, they've really done a good job keeping the locker room together and keeping guys focused. We've been through a lot, and between injuries and discipline and other things, we've grown all the way around. And I've talked about how we're getting better and we're getting better and we're getting better. And we're playing good competition, and last night you finally. You know, the community finally saw that. I get to see it every day, but I was just happy for the guys. You know, they get what they want, and they earned it against a really good team. I think that's something that everybody needs to kind of pump the brakes on too. This Yorktown team is a very good team. I mean, they only gave up 15 points a game the whole season. They didn't have a bunch of injuries or anything. It wasn't a fluke. I mean, that was their team, and. You know, they gave up, I think, 42 to New Pal. Other than that, I mean, they've shut people down, including Greenfield. So, one of those situations where guys played their tails off and played together and very unselfish, and I'm really, really proud of them.
Yeah, and last night, kind of taking over the game was senior running back Keaton Jones. 25 carries, 235 yards, and 4 touchdowns on the ground. And then in the receiving game, 3 catches for 35 yards. He was kind of all over the place. What can you really speak on him and having him as a weapon in that backfield?
He's a workhorse. He shows up. Here's Keaton Jones. I mean, the week he was, we thought he was hurt. We didn't know. He's there on Monday, knee wrapped and, spotting the ball for the offense. You know, I mean, he, super humble. I hope he feels good about his performance. At the same time, he's, knowing him like I do, he's kicking himself for the fumbled handoff inside the red zone there. Otherwise, he'd had 5 touchdowns. But he just wants to win, and he wants to help his team however he can. And he's a tremendous kid. So really, really proud to coach him. And it was nice to see him do that. You know, and we got three offensive linemen out and a couple on defense too when you really look at injuries and whatnot. And I thought that line did a really good job. I thought senior Gabe Martin really played a good game. I know Luke Graham really stepped up and Nunnemaker. And I just really proud of those guys up front.
So was there anything like going into that game you were expecting? Like what were you expecting from like Yorktown?
Everything they did. I mean, we had them scouted really well, like we do each week. The kids executed. I mean, they trusted themselves. Last Saturday, I wrote one thing on the board, and that was believe. And to the seniors' credit, to the team's credit, they've never lost their belief in each other and in themselves. So, tough times come for all of us. And nothing lasts forever. So it's just a matter of when you can turn it around, and you can't do it by yourself. It takes others to help you. So the guys really did a good job of that. I thought Jacob Rowley played really, really well as well. Nate DeRolf stepped up, did a lot of good things. I mean, he kicked off for us with the Bertrand out, and Colton. Colton was Colton, and he led the offense, so.
Was there anything like when that match was happening, did you notice anything that like you very much like weren't expecting during it?
No. I mean, Yorktown's a very physical and tough team. They have playmakers all over. I mean, at halftime we talked about not giving them hope, you know, I mean, you guys squash their hope right now. And we did not do that. You know, it wasn't really even a good reverse hand. It wasn't a good reverse kickoff. We relaxed. Guys didn't execute. And then they went down and scored, and we got to make sure that we got to clean up. Now I was really proud of the complimentary football we had, cause then the offense went down and scored. You know, we kind of squashed that. We didn't get, you know, when you go back to the Newcastle game, we let them back in the game. We relaxed. So we got to grow up. I mean, our number one enemy right now is complacency, cause because we won our third game of the year. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotten better. Even with these losses, we've gotten better. We got better this week. We can't go backwards now. It doesn't matter who we play next. It doesn't matter who we draw tomorrow in the tournament. We want to be playing our best ball come tournament time. And anything otherwise this week is taking away from what could be as we continue to you know, progress in the tournament, hopefully.
All right, now speaking a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, the big struggle for really any defense is the big play, and that's kind of been the story for Pendleton Heights, is not allowing the big play this year. Mm-hmm. Last night, a couple of deep passes were thrown, and the quarterback missed. One was deflected by senior Jacob Rowley, so you can really talk about how the defense eliminated the big play for the Yorktown offense.
Well, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides, and, you know, Jake Eldridge not playing, he was out. I thought Ben Peterson, sophomore, stepped in, did a really good job. Michael Emish, another sophomore, was over there, and Garrett Peterson did his thing as usual. But, you know, Kiesling and Wolf on the edges did a really good job. And then Nico White set the tone on their first ISO. And I just, he played that way all week, you know, and so we were very physical. We got after him. I thought the DBs did a nice job adjusting on the motions, things like that. We were communicating really, really well to the point where it caused false starts, you know, and that's DBs, linebackers, that's everybody. When they would motion, we're talking, and they got a little, you know, nervous and moved, and we got some penalties there, and that was unexpected, you know. And then they on the first third down, I think it was the first third down, they snapped it to the shins of the quarterback. I mean, you know, they're kids are kids, and we were dialed in, and Coach Huth and the guys did a good job getting the guys prepared. But that's the thing, you know, that's the thing we really impressed upon the guys this week, and I thought the other coaches did the staff did a good job of, you know, hey, we're not giving up, and we're going to keep coaching you hard. And you know, accountability is tough because you don't like it, but you really want it as a competitor and as a man. And you know, the last 4 weeks have been very, very challenging for some of these guys who have different types of accountability outside of here. When you're in this team, it's consistent, and you know, it's one of those things where we're doing the best we can to prepare everybody and hold those accountable to do their best. And we see so much potential in these players. Often, as we talked in the last couple of weeks, they don't see it in themselves. And so it's hard to build a guy up when he needs to correct things, especially if outside of here, there's not a lot of that coming at him. And, you know, when it's in front of 3,000 to 5,000 people on Friday night, like, that's even more challenging, you know? So, I'm really, really proud of the kids and how they've continued to work, and the coaches too, though. I mean, it's, we haven't backed off. In fact, we've intensified, and it's not 'cause we're mad we're losing. It's because we see the potential in these young men, and they're going to go on and be way more than a football player. And I'm really proud that we found ourselves a little bit. Now we've got to hold on to that. And we can't listen to all the voices that were telling us we weren't any good in the last 4 weeks. Now we've got to focus on the same guys that were tough-minded in that locker room and use it for good.
All right, well, that will do it for this first segment here with Coach Richmond, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show for our second segment with the head coach of the varsity football team, Coach Richmond. So, speaking a little bit on your last regular season game coming up this next week against the Shelbyville Golden Bears, really, what are you hoping to see from the team after this great victory, a bounce back win after the past 4 weeks? What are you really hoping to see them accomplish in this next week?
More steps forward, maturity. You know, they need to come ready to work today. They need to come ready to work Monday. You know, we have a lot to prove still, and we are far from reaching our potential still. So, you know, winning is fun. And if you want to keep winning, well, you have to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And we did a lot more of that last night than we had done in any game this season. The selfless plays, you know, I mean, I thought Aiden Forsha did a lot of good things. You know, he tips the ball, should have had a pick. But you know what? Because two other guys are there. Talon makes a great play, gets a pick. And, I mean, just a lot of good things. You know, Nate DeRolf catches a hitch. And, you know, one of the things we're pushing on the guys is go find some work if you don't get the ball. And Jacob Rowley nearly had a touchdown springing block. But his hustle 40 yards downfield was what you see. You know, Sam Barrett was downfield doing that. Garrett Peterson was flying down there. You know, those are the things, the selflessness. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see, and that's what I need to see in practice. And, you know, we've seen a lot of those good things. You know, when I come on here and talk about how we had a great week of practice the last few weeks, I mean, you were there, Michael. I mean, it's gotten better and better and better. And it's not just attitude and energy. It is execution. It is fun. And you can find fun in the work. And it doesn't, you don't always need it to go well to see that, like on Friday night. You don't always, I mean, we won it, right? I mean, that was fun. It was so refreshing to see kids smiling after a game. You know, it's been a long month. But at the same time, we knew we were good before we got that win, you know, and you got to have confidence in yourself. And you know, this week is a bit of a trap. I mean, Shelbyville's 1-7. They haven't scored in 3 weeks. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go back to a team that scored 10 points or 14 points? Or are we going to put our foot on the gas? Are we going to get better? Are we going to go? Are we going to be a defense that doesn't do what it's supposed to do, is undisciplined and doesn't, you know, wrong arm pullers and fly to the ball and communicate? Or are we going to revert back to what's easy? Or are we going to use this week to get better as it springboards us into the tournament? And if we want that feeling again that we had Friday night singing that school song in front of that great crowd, then, you know, your discipline will give you that enjoyment.
Yeah, so obviously the past week you had a very big game offensively. You know, Nate DeRolf and Jacob Rowley both over 100 yards receiving. Keaton Jones close to 250 yards rushing. So really, what are you hoping to see from the guys who maybe weren't so high in the yardage part of the stat sheet? What are you really hoping to see out of them this next week? Because possibly Shelbyville's defense could take away your main three guys that I just mentioned.
You know, last year when we played these guys, it was almost like we were insulted that they played so hard. And I remember talking to the team about that at halftime, you know, pretty loudly. And if it wasn't for a Drake Stevens pick six, I don't know. It was ugly, you know. It was an ugly game last year because they made it ugly, and they deserve the credit. They played really hard. They are well-coached. They are tough-minded kids. And it's their senior night, and it's a long road trip. And I could give you multiple other reasons why, but this is the biggest game of the year because it's the next one. It's the next step in our process towards goals we want to achieve. And, you know, as far as the next man up, so to speak, we've seen that this week, and it's going to happen again. You know, it's going to happen on special teams because there's some guys that didn't perform very well. That's not a call out. That's a reality. Each week we're evaluating whether we're getting effort, whether we're getting execution, and whether we're getting what we need to make this team its best. And that's what we're constantly evaluating in practice. And so I was really proud of how Talon ran the ball. And you know, Nico White, I mean, holy cow, what a good job at fullback. Tried to get him a touchdown there on the 1 yard line and came up a little short. But it's one of those things that you see some of that. You know, Rylan Montgomery came in. He did a great job on scout team this week. Brant Gray, I mean, here's a kid who most teams he'd be starting. And that's not a discredit to Brant Gray, but like we got Colton Frank right there. But like he is a very good athlete. He did a great job holding, and he's probably calming for Drake. You know, we got a freshman kicker in there. Hope Wyatt DeBertrand's feeling better today. But how about Drake Hankenhoff stepping in and going 5 for 6 on PATs? I mean, I don't know who the next man up will be this week, but it's going to be somebody because something's going to happen this week that we're unprepared for. And so that's a great thing about a team. You know, somebody's going to have to step up and do the work. And we talked about being a helper all year long and through some of these struggles. And we've got to use those things and learn our lessons so we don't have to learn them again. That's what I want to really, really see.
So are there any, like, challenges you anticipate when playing Shelbyville on their, like, own home field?
Yeah. The biggest challenge for us right now is all the pats on the backs and all the attaboys and all the love that we'll get here the next 48 hours. And it's deserved. I mean, it's been a long month, okay? But we can't lose ourselves in that, just like we can't lose ourselves in all the negativity when things don't go our way. You've got to have some consistency, and the highs can't be too high and the lows can't be too low. That's a life lesson for all this. You got to show up and do the work no matter what, and you got to show up with the right attitude, and you got to show up with the right respect. And if we don't go respect the opportunity to play another game, another conference game, it'll bite us. It'll bite us, and they are, as we've seen, they've won a game. Anybody, you know, I mean, the team we just beat Greenfield soundly, you know? Yeah. And Newcastle beat them, right? So, like, on any given night, it doesn't matter. Like, the records are out the window. Like, we got to go play ball, and we got to keep that chip on our shoulder and stay together. And it doesn't matter Shelbyville. It doesn't matter New Pal. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We got to continue to get better and better and better. And if we do that, good things are going to come from it.
So are there any, like, specific players maybe on, like, offense or defense you're watching out for?
I have not. For them, I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't watched anything on them. I mean, you know, for us, I just want to see us continue to improve, you know. I mean, I was really proud, you know, just in general – Of our young guys that came ready to play Friday. That's tough emotionally. You know, we stand out there for a long time, recognize the seniors, deservedly so. And it was not a distraction, you know, because we didn't make it a distraction. We used it as an opportunity, and our mindset was right. And so, it's one of those things that, like, whoever we call on, whoever I call on, they need to be ready to go. I mean, Brant Gray, perfect example last night. Brant Gray, we needed a guy back on Hand's team. He went back and returned a kick, which we've done in practice. I mean, to be fair. But it doesn't matter. You know, he's a football player, and he's a player, and he was ready to go, and it was opportunity. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we need right now. We need guys to step up and step in and do the best job they can do.
Yeah. Last question here. You mentioned it's kind of a longer drive out to Shelbyville.
Yeah.
You guys have had a long drive already this year, going to Lebanon in week one. So really, do you think the long drive is going to be much of a factor going into this game?
No, I don't. It's one of those things. I mean, Lebanon, we came right out the gate and scored on them. We were ready to go at Delta, played them, you know, tooth and nail the whole time. And it's going to be an awesome week of practice. I think a bigger adjustment is having to sit in class all day. You know, I mean, we lifted last week, so lifting again this week isn't a big deal. It's the academic part and not going backwards and starting off on the right foot as far as our schooling goes, as far as our homework goes, you know, and just staying locked in. You know, the draw is tomorrow for the tournament, so not overlooking anybody because of who we get the next week. I think there's a lot of excitement around it, right? It's what makes it fun, you know. I mean, and the media does a good job. You guys do a good job of talking about it, and that's fun. And so there's nothing wrong with looking at that stuff, but we definitely got to stay locked in and not overthink things. And if we think we've arrived, we have not. We did a really good job last night, and I'm so proud of the guys for the toughness and resiliency they've shown. Coaches too, coaches' wives too, coaches' kids too. I mean, it's been a long month, you know. But at the end of the day, we stayed the course, we stayed together, and got a really, really big win. I mean, that's in my time here, in my time coaching, that's as big a win because of kind of how the previous weeks went as I've been a part of. And these guys deserve the credit. I mean, they did an outstanding job. So now I expect them to do it again because the team, I said it last night, the team I know, the team I've seen in the weight room and in the off season and on and on and on, that was them last night. Those are the guys that I've seen and we've seen over and over and over, day in and day out. And just really proud of them for showing up and showing out. And now we just need to do it over and over again. So,
all right. Well, that will do it for this segment of the ASN Coach Show. Thank you so much, Coach Richman, for joining us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
We're going to take a short break, but when we return, we had a interview that we got earlier this week, and then right after that, another interview. Those are with Ava Gerald for cross country and Toria Poe for girls soccer. But we're going to take a short break here on the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Jonathan Lambert here with
Ava Gerald.
And Ava, so you are a part of Pendleton Heights' cross-country team. What has inspired your decision to start cross-country?
I started in middle school as a sprinter, and my coach for track kind of just said, hey, you guys should come out for cross-country, and at first I was like, no. And then I gave it a little more thought, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I will, just to stay in shape for track. And then kind of just led to doing cross country and long distance.
Yeah, I definitely see people who want to stay conditioned, play another sport, or do something else when something comes like that. But, you know, when it comes to training, how do you mentally fortify yourself for a long race like that?
Yeah, it's definitely mentally challenging. Probably one of the most mentally tough sports. But yeah, you just gotta stay really positive, and find like the good thing, or something positive just in everything you're doing. Whether that's just like, oh, I can, you know, hit this split next time, or stay with a certain person, or yeah, just stuff like that.
Right. And throughout, you know, doing cross country and other things, what has been like your favorite part of it, you know, either winning or whatever, you know, you do?
I would say there's like a couple things. I know like the team is definitely like a big part of it. Like we're together all the time. So we've gotten very close. And so that's like a really good thing to have like all the time, basically. And like, just competing too, that's like the fun thing. Like you train so hard for all the meets and everything, and it's just like the fun part of it, and you get to meet new people, and
yeah, I definitely think the team aspect in like every sport is very high on when it comes to importance, whatever, however you want to say it. But I hear it with like every sport, you know, even marching band. But how do you like juggle your academic commitments and cross-country responsibilities at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. You know, school is pretty demanding with certain classes, and cross-country is also like kind of demanding too, just like with the amount of time we practice and everything. But yeah, I would say like academically, I need to be on top of my grades and stuff, so I am like eligible to run and everything. But yeah, I mean, I just try to like have good grades, and you know, also just like they go in hand with just like kind of the, like you have to like make yourself do it and stay disciplined. So you know, there's both like academically and stay disciplined, which also kind of plays into cross country as well.
Yeah, and can you like ever recount your most demanding course you've conquered and specific challenge you've ever faced during cross country?
Yeah, I would say the most difficult course is probably either there's a course in Carmel, the Northview Christian Church. It's pretty hilly there. And also my freshman year, there was a course we did for semi-state that was pretty hilly too, and pretty difficult. But they changed that now. We don't go there anymore. But yeah, probably one of those two.
To backtrack on that, are you kind of like happy you aren't having to do that course anymore? You know, and just has it been hard on you? Or
yeah, it's just pretty demanding. Like, the hillier the course, like, the harder it is, you know. So yeah, it's nice to kind of get away from that, but you know, when you do get it, it's a nice challenge.
Yeah. Do you have any specific race rituals or superstitions for cross country?
Yeah, I have a decent amount, I would say, but I know just like before the races, I try to keep like the same routine, just like the night before. I ice bath, I eat the same thing, you know, make sure to get like a good pre-race run in, stretch well. And then like the day of the race, I just try to, you know, stay pretty calm if I can. I just try to keep like the same routine, then to eat the same stuff, warm up around the same time. It's just stuff like that.
What stands out as your proudest achievement during cross country as a runner this far?
I would say just, you know, keeping like, I've been like this season, I haven't necessarily been where I want to, but I just would say keeping positive and like through it all. You know, I've had some like health issues with like my asthma and everything, but I think we've kind of figured it out now. And so it's just a matter of like putting it all together now. Yeah, I would just say staying positive and, you know, taking the positive out of every race. You know, what I might not think is great, you know, it might not be like that bad, but yeah.
Yeah, some people do have their weaknesses and strengths, but definitely varies. But so during or after, not during, but before or after, what's like a go-to meal or snack for a race?
Yeah, I would say, so like before races, normally I just eat, since it's like in the morning, normally I eat just waffles for breakfast. But the night before, I'll eat like chicken and rice for dinner. And then for like a snack, I'll just eat like pretzels or raspberries or something like that.
Can you describe a situation you've ever been like triumph or setback during a race?
Yeah, during the races, I'll just say like, at the Flash Rock meet we had, that was like one of the more hillier courses. So, it was a little more challenging, but, there was a team from out of state that we didn't know was going to be there. And so the girl, she's ranked pretty high in her state. She's won her state meet before. So she's a really good athlete. She took it out pretty quick. And I tried to go out with her. I did for a little while, but then I just couldn't keep the pace up. And so I started to fall back. So that was a little challenging just mentally and everything. But I just try to keep, you know, after a while, I was just like, you know, it is what it is. I just got to make the best out of what it is.
Yeah, and we've mentioned the team before. How is the mutual support, you know, during the races or before going to help you?
Oh, yeah. We're, like, our team is super close, I would say. So, yeah, like, all the girls and the guys, too. Like, we just try to be super, like, positive with one another and just, you know, lifting each other up. You know, we tell each other, like, good luck and everything. And, you know, just we try to make it as fun as possible, which is nice. But, yeah, just trying to be positive with one another because, you know, some people get more nervous than others. So, you know, some people, like, I'll just go and kind of talk to some other people about and, like, try to distract them a little bit just to help them out. But, yeah.
And you said you use track as another way, or cross country, both to stay in shape. So what else, like, do you do in the off season to keep your mental and physical ability there for the next race, next season?
Yeah, so the way I do things is, so we have, like, cross country season and then track season, but in between, like, the outdoor cross country season and after cross country, we do, like, indoor season. So I keep training, basically. So, like, after cross country, I'll take, like, a week or two off. And then I'll keep, like, lifting and stuff and just doing, like, kind of easier, like, workouts and stuff like that. But after that, I start to do more workout, like, running and stuff. And so I'll go, like, by myself or with a couple other teammates and just go do some, like, fun indoor meets that's not, like, super, like, challenge, or not challenging, but it's not super, like, I guess, demanding, like, team-wise, because it's just you're by yourself, really. So I go and do those, and it helps me to kind of transition into the outdoor season and just to help, yeah, just carry the momentum, I guess, and not just, like, drop off for, like, a few months and then come right back.
All right. But that is going to be all the time we have for today. But there is more coming up on the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Jonathan Lambert here with
Ava Gerald
on 91.7 WEEN.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined by Lady Arabian soccer player,
Toria Poe.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
You know, it's been kind of a long day, but, you know, we're getting through it, and it's about to be fall break. So, you know, just getting straight into it, how long have you been involved in soccer?
Involved in soccer since I was 3 years old. I've been doing it for a really long time.
So why did this specific sport kind of stick with you?
It especially stuck with me because my brother did it, and I wanted to do anything my brother did.
How old is your brother?
My brother is 18 right now.
You know, that's actually kind of the same with me, because my sister used to play soccer, and I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. I'm going to stick with it. And then I ended up playing all the way until middle school, but kind of fell in love with, like, kind of didn't fall in love with it, but... You know, is there a certain kind of player or even a person, like a parent or someone that you kind of look up to that gives you the motivation to continue playing?
Yes, it is our JV coach, Taylor Fort. She is the only state player we have. Like, she is on the wall. I see her every single day walking down to the weights room. And I watched her when I was little, and I wanted to be just like her. And then I was so excited when I found out that she was going to be one of our coaches, because I always looked up to her when I was little.
So are there any other sports that you played throughout your, you know, your childhood?
I did everything. I did diving, volleyball, wrestling, track, basically everything you could think of.
So why were those specific sports kind of didn't stick with you?
Soccer, for sure. Soccer was always my main sport. I did those sports because I needed, like, a filler just to, like, get a break from soccer but not completely stay away from it.
So throughout your high school career playing soccer, what has kind of been your favorite memory?
My favorite memory was last year we won the bell from New Powell. That was very, very exciting. We went all the way down to PKs and we won the game, which was crazy.
So you are currently a junior. So how have you kind of had to adapt since your freshman year?
Freshman year was a really rough year, especially with the coaching and stuff. And then our sophomore year, we got a new coach, and that was a big, big change. And so now my junior year, we're just kind of settling in and figuring everything out.
So did you have any kind of goals for this season?
Score, for sure, like anybody. But other than that, just have fun. One of my bigger goals was to win conference, but we lost the last game, but it's okay.
So do you feel like you have completed your goals this year?
For the most part, yes.
So how does this season stack up with your prior seasons? I know you said, you know, freshman year was kind of rough, but, you know, compared to sophomore year, kind of how was it?
It was definitely a difference, especially in play. A lot of coaches from other teams have, like, compared that season, those two seasons, like, night and day. The play, the people, the attitude, just completely different.
So who do you think has been your toughest opponent, or if there's been multiple, you know, tough opponents this season?
Mount Vernon and New Powell and Greenfield Central. But that was our sophomore year. This year is just Mount Vernon because we beat New Powell and Greenfield Central.
You know, kind of the common theme that I've seen throughout, you know, interviewing multiple players from pretty much every single sport is that New Powell is tough. I mean, looking at football, we kind of got blown out by them, but I mean, they are just such a great team. So do you think, what do you think has been your favorite game you've played in this season?
This season, it would be New Powell because they were one of our challenges for sure. And then just beating them without going to PKs or having overtime and stuff, just completely beating them just like that was just, it was amazing.
So it was pretty much a clean win right there.
Yes.
So do you have any plans involving soccer after you graduate, even if it's, you know, something like a recreational club or anything?
Yes, I would love to play in college, but it just depends on what school I go to and if they have the soccer program I would like.
You know, you said that you do look up to your coach. Do you ever see yourself becoming a coach?
Yes and no. I would definitely would love to coach little kids, not high schoolers, though.
How come?
Especially this program, it is very, very time-consuming, especially the practices right after school every single day. I would just probably want something a little bit more fun.
So your next season is your last season. So what are kind of your emotions going in there? Are you nervous? Are you excited? You know, what are you feeling like?
I'm really excited, but it is going to be my senior year, so it's kind of going to be sad. But at the same time, it's just like, it's whatever.
Do you think there's a certain player that is a senior right now that you're going to kind of miss?
Yes, all of them. I love all my seniors. They are, like, so funny and amazing. I'm literally going to cry when they leave.
So for the last question of the day, do you have any kind of goals for next season?
Win conference, but yeah.
So it's pretty much the same thing as this season.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back here with Liam and Michael here on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropracticcenter.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show. If you're just joining the station alongside Kellen Bowers, my name is Michael Hooker. This is our last segment of the show. We hope you guys have enjoyed the show up to this point. For this segment, we're just going to be kind of going over things coming up this next week. Not very much for Arabian Athletics. Obviously, we have the football game next Friday against Shelbyville. That'll be at Shelbyville. Kickoff, I believe, is still at 7. If you can make it, great. Please be there. If you can't, pregame show will be starting at 6:45 for the broadcast. We will be broadcasting it. But also this next week, I believe girls volleyball has a match this week.
I'm not sure, but I think
yes, they do. They play Yorktown. They do have a match. They play Yorktown this week. That is Thursday. So definitely go support Yorktown. When it comes to girls volleyball, Yorktown kind of runs it. But you know, go show some support because it's high school athletics. Really, anything can happen when you're playing in high school.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what sport it is. You should always go root there and just go root for our teams. Like, just all you have to do is go out there and just cheer a little bit. Just, you know, say, go Arabians. Just like that. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, anything's pretty simple if you put your mind to it, really. We hope that the girls have a successful match this week against Yorktown. Tough match. Obviously, we want to see the football team win this week. I don't know anything about cross country. I think they are definitely done for the year. I think they've already had their sectionals. I know girls golf is over. They had a girl go to regionals. I think she didn't advance, but that girls golf had a really good year this year as well. Sending a girl to regionals, you love to see that. So overall, Pendleton Heights athletics this year for the fall. I'd say pretty successful. Boys soccer 11-4. I mean, that's a really, really good season for the boys soccer team. Girls volleyball still going on, 17-14. Boys varsity tennis, 9-3. Girls varsity soccer, they went 8-9-1. So really, overall across the board, fall athletics here for Pendleton Heights, I'd say you could be pretty happy with yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, as you just said, they are definitely doing pretty well. I mean, the boys varsity team for soccer, they are 11-4. That's pretty impressive to me. So, and then, yeah, girls volleyball being 17-14. And then we have the girls varsity soccer, which 8-9-1. So pretty impressive all over the board. And they're all doing pretty well for this fall.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much going to do it here for me and Callan here in the studio. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of the ASN Coach Show. Thank you to all of our underwriters who support all of this. We could not do any of this without you guys. Thank you, obviously, to Mr. Whitehair for, being here with us this morning. And thank you to all of you back at home who listened in. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.